Hello, Peter Lynham.
Hello there. How are you? Sorry, I'm late joining you.
That's all right. You're on the line now, so let's have a chat. Let's get into it. What are we talking about?
We're talking about David Farrier's his expose of Arise Church and the big public meeting that was held last Thursday.
Okay. A big public meeting. How would have people found out about this public meeting? Did Arise Church go out and invite everyone to come along to it?
Oh, no. This is the opponents. This is David Farrier financing his trip back to New Zealand.
Yes.
By selling the chance to hear him from, if I remember rightly, it was $37 the seat to go along and hear him. And at the last minute, I got donated a seat, being too mean to pay it.
Okay.
And the seat sold incredibly fast.
Yes.
It was truly extraordinary. So that there was an enormous crowd there in St. Matthew's Church, which is hardly Arise's home location.
Okay.
And
yes.
And essentially, David Farrier had assembled a panel of people to discuss the critique he was making of Arise Church and of the response from Arise Church.
Okay.
And so it made for incredibly interesting discussions because, I mean, it was a big crowd, probably 300 or so, packed into the church. And of these 300, well, you could tell from the way that applause or cheers went up to different statements. Mm-hmm. That the audience was comprised of several different kinds of moods of people.
Yes.
And I found that as interesting as anything.
Mm-hmm.
So when any, for example, attack on Cameron, John Cameron, the pastor of the church, is mentioned, there's a certain cheer goes up from some people and others are silent.
Yes.
And I presume that Cameron would have had people along present at the meeting to hear what was being said, and you know, vocally.
Mm-hmm.
Then when Christianity in general was attacked, as it was quite frequently in the meeting, and there was a chance for questions from the floor, then a huge cheer went up from some and a very distinct silence from other parts.
Mm-hmm.
And so the panel was interesting because Farrier had put together a panel which, surprisingly to me, comprised quite a number of his Christian, not critics, but Christian observers of the whole phenomenon.
Yes.
So he had the minister of St. Matthew's, so it's a very liberal type of Anglicanism,
mm-hmm.
On the panel. He had Frank Ritchie, who's an interesting evangelical media commentator, chaplain to the media. Has he ever helped you? Johnny,
I haven't spoken with him. You're our guy, Peter.
Okay. And then Michael Frost, who's a colourful Pentecostal advocate of things Māori, quite an unusual combination there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were others, Hayden Donnell, who's worked alongside,
yes,
David Farrier,
yeah,
I think,
pretty
in New
close.
Zealand.
Yeah.
Yeah, as his New Zealand voice ring. And so he was a member of the panel. And then they dragged up out of the audience the woman who had written or been the key person in the writing of the report on Arise Church, the independent report that Arise Church wouldn't release for a long time until it was leaked to Radio New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very fascinating affair indeed. Because, I mean, let's suppose that of that 300, many of them were former interns, former members of Arise Church, who in some way felt connected to and perhaps alarmed by the things that Farrier had taken. And some would have been, you know, their eyes opened by Farrier's journalism.
Mm-hmm.
Others, there were probably many of the people who'd fed stories through to David Farrier with the, you know, of the way they'd been treated. And indeed some things were said that didn't make it into published reports because people themselves stood up and said, I was sexually intimidated by this person.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really, really interesting and disturbing,
mm,
to say the least, when you see a pattern of church abuse, it's not a pretty sight.
Yes.
As you can imagine.
Yes.
And so there was quite an electric tension in the air at this meeting. Several things intrigued me about it. Firstly, that people are tremendously impassioned when their story is being told.
Mm-hmm.
And it was as though people had been waiting for somebody to voice the thoughts and had even given them thoughts that they had felt something was wrong.
Mm.
But he'd put it, he'd given and framed it into a real story.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was interesting. But then the second side of it that was intriguing was Farrier himself. There was somebody who stood up and denounced all churches were abusive, including this church that we're in today. And the minister of the church, Helen Jacoby, pleaded guilty and said, of course, we have failings too.
Mm.
But then, of all the people to hold back that comment, David Farrier then spoke up and he said, actually, even though I'm not a Christian, and I've had no time for Christianity ever since I was attacked for being gay in the evangelical school I went to once upon a time, he said, I felt warmer towards, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but this is roughly what he said, I felt warmer towards Christianity because of the people like Frank Ritchie who reached out and sympathised with me. And I thought that was so intriguing that, you know, you were being pulled in all sorts of directions and a real sense that you had Christianity exposed at its worst and at its best in the same event.
Mm.
Very strange indeed.
Mm. Have you seen any further coverage of this particular event that David Farrier put on?
Strange thing is, I've searched not a word in the media, and yet there were certainly photographers there, and I had the impression that reporters were there. Mm-hmm. Kerry Allen was one of the people on the panel,
mm-hmm.
so the government minister, so that, and spoke very well,
yes.
very sensibly about the ways, as she often does, on the ways in which Māori people of different sexualities get badly treated by religion.
Yes.
But I think probably it's all overshadowed by Farrier's documentary that's coming out.
Ah, yeah, of course, of course.
But,
yeah.
And of course, it's such a wild story in itself, isn't it? That, you know, he had filmed and traced this was he junk dealer in Ponsonby Road?
Yeah, the guy who clamped people's cars.
Yes.
And so, held them to ransom,
That's what the focus for, that's why Perry is back, of course.
Yeah.
Is to be there for the release of his movie, which sounds pretty gripping, really.
Yeah.
And the reviewers are finding it very interesting.
Yes.
So I suppose that the religion side of the story is just one of the things that happened along the way. But
Peter, I'll just jump in. What do you think that this, I mean, what will the outcome of this meeting be for Arise Church with more stories being shared and, I guess, you know, it taking place? What will it mean? Anything?
What it shows is that Arise Church has determined to plug its ears and block out entirely the story of abuse.
Mm.
I'm afraid that's what it says. That Arise has refused to take up the invitation to engage in dialogue, and has not picked up any of the stories from the independent committee that it itself invited to do the consideration of the matter, and then suppressed the report. This is an appalling indication of a church that is refusing to change, so far as I can see.
Yes.
And so what you're left with is the ugly story of a religious group that when exposed, just, you know, shuts its ears to the world that it allegedly was trying to communicate with.
Wow.
It's not good. It's not good.
Is there any scope for, like, a police investigation or an independent investigation?
Oh, I think there have been police complaints. And supposedly there is an ongoing inquiry into other aspects by Arise. But, you know, I mean, this story's been going on now for nearly a year.
Yes.
So, no, there may indeed be charges. Certainly, I think there's a possible ground for a charge against one of the pastors. But apart from that, no, they wanted to go away.
Okay. All right, Peter. Very, very fascinating. We'll see. I mean, potentially there might be some more stories that spill out of this.
Yeah, we'll watch it.
All right. Okay.
Very good.
Thank you, Peter.
Bye.